about the busyness, baby.
It's all about the Pentiums, the megabytes, the gigabytes. It's all about technology. It's all about computers. It's all about the Computer Corner.
That wasn't too bad.
What wasn't too bad?
Apparently, I have only one channel today. There it goes.
Maybe you only have one ear.
That's what it is. I've got that congestion.
Yeah, you can only hear one side.
I'll just hold the plug the whole show. I can hear it.
It's okay. They hear you in stereo.
Yeah, thanks again for joining us here in the studios of the mighty, mighty KTAR in downtown or
uptown,
whatever. Some town, Phoenix. Thanks for all of you listening around the internet from Glasgow to Hawaii.
And Australia.
Yeah. Got a lot of people from down under. Yeah. Giving us the...
And Canada, eh? Wherever you're at.
And the rest of the foreign countries like Texas and Alabama.
Right.
So,
and Alaska.
We're here to talk computers with you, as we are every week from 12 to 2, celebrating over 10 years of providing you some level of...
Quality
help.
Entertainment.
Yeah, I don't know about
edutainment.
That. Yeah, something like that. Fun and games with computers, as we do every Saturday now from noon to 2. And as usual, we bring a theme in tow, and oddly enough, with it being Valentine's Day... Michael fought hard for this theme. Very
she fought
hard.
Really hard.
And she doesn't even have the gall to be here on time to fight for her own theme. I mean, this is... I told her I don't understand where we're going to go with this thing, but... and I guess now that she's not here to back it up,
Maybe we just throw the whole thing out, all of her hard work, we just toss out the window, and we just do whatever we want.
Just because it's Valentine's Day, she wants to talk about... love?
Finding love online.
Finding love online. What if I don't want love online?
Do you want love at all?
I have it.
But there's always room for more love.
I don't need the internet to find love.
You don't need to find maybe the love of your life, but maybe you could just, you know, find people that you enjoy and can hook up with and talk to, and not necessarily love in a, you know...
Yeah, that's my family.
Adult when I go, kind of way, but maybe...
I go home and I say, hi, kids.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Anita.
Hi.
Hi, Ed and Kathy. Hi, I got dogs, I got people, I got...
There's no more room for any more love?
No more love.
Well, if you're looking for love in all the wrong places, maybe one of the right places is to look online. It's becoming a very popular thing, and today's show is all about love in a modulator.
Love in a modulator.
We were trying to come up with something that was maybe a little catchy, and for those of you who don't know what a modulator is, we're gonna give you a little quick education. The word modulate and its... associated word demodulate together make the word modem. So if you never knew what the word modem actually stood for or meant, it's modulate, demodulate. And of course, love in a modulator would be, you know, love online. See how that works out?
Wax in your modem, try to make it go faster. Weird Al, 1984.
Yeah?
Yeah, or maybe 1994.
And it's funny that Motorola 96. Calls their cable modems surfboards. I wonder if those things go together at all.
Not sure how it works. But anyway, Michael wanted to point out that where there are blogs, there are forums, blogs being weblogs.
Right.
Kind of like people that have no life putting their personal diaries on the internet. I'm so pessimistic about this one.
You know, it's a lot of teenagers who have time.
I don't know.
And
actually have
more of a life than we have.
I would venture to guess that the majority of the people listening to the show have never even seen a blog, so maybe this is something good for them to go see.
See? We're educating the masses.
And you too, once you've seen these blogs, you too can make fun of the fact that people put their lives, their diaries. Well, today I woke up and I had a cup of coffee and I read the paper.
Sneezed once.
Yeah. Oh, then the phone rang. How is that at all interesting?
BRB.
Yeah.
Because I got to go into the phone. Oh, anyway, my life picks back up now. Blah-bitty blah.
So we got blogs, we have forums, we have chat rooms, message boards, wikis.
Wikis?
Social networks, online dating, everything. And she claims everyone's doing it. I claim that is not the case.
You know what? Last weekend when I was out doing research in Las Vegas, I was also there to attend two weddings.
Two weddings and a funeral, right?
One of the weddings I attended was for a couple... named Brian and Heather, not the names matter.
Yeah.
But they actually originally met several years back online.
Really?
Yeah.
From the same region, or...?
Yeah, they both lived here in town. They were both just online in one of those kind of matchmaker kind of sites. I don't know which one.
Well, you should have had them on the show.
They actually met that way.
Call them up.
And I just was at their wedding, and so, you see, there is love online. People are doing it. It is happening everywhere.
Get it. That'll be more interesting than what we're going to talk about. Call them.
I don't...
Get them on the air.
They're not that good of friends.
I mean,
Vegas was an excuse to go, right?
Give us all the sordid details.
But they met online. They fell in love. They got married.
So do you...
love in a modulator right there for you, buddy.
So do you put one of those plastic covers on the keyboard when you're getting involved with this type of thing?
I don't know about that.
I don't either.
I've not found love in a modulator.
How about this? How about we ask those that have found love in a modulator to call in and give us their 2 cents on this fine Valentine's Day?
We can do that. 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. That's the number you can call in on, or if you want to remain a little more anonymous, although you can remain anonymous by calling in as well.
Yeah.
You can do so at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section and scroll to the bottom where you can ask a question right there, live online. It'll come into the studio, and you can,
tell us about your
love online experience.
Now, don't get me wrong. The whole love thing and Valentine's, I mean, this Valentine's Day is a very special day in the Colburn house. 21 years ago, this fine day is when I presented my wife with a rose. Our first...
Your first date.
Wasn't even a date. It was just I went and...
Your first outing.
Not even that.
First anticipation of love.
My first interface, let's call it, so that we keep it in theme of the show.
Interface. Be careful with that word.
Yeah. So I just took a rose to her because she was working, and she worked at a place where my roommate worked.
Did you bring the rose in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Did it have thorns?
I did the tap dancing thing, and... Yeah, it was great.
So that was your first interface with your wife?
21 years ago. Isn't that amazing?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so...
602-277-5827. Again, that's the number.
There was nothing online at the time. It was just, hi.
21 years ago? No.
Real world. The real world. The real world. Well, listen, if you want tips on how to stay safe in the world of chat, which is very important, especially if you have youngins out there... trying to figure out how to communicate with others via these chat rooms. There's a lot of predators out there, so you want to make sure that you're safe there.
And love can include things like friendships as well. So maybe for your kids, you know, they do a lot of chatting. They have friends in real life that they also then talk to online, or they have friends that maybe are just exclusive online friends. But what Cam was alluding to, this show also is for them and for you to help protect them, make sure that they're in safe places, doing safe things in safe ways, and all kinds of other things that deal with chat and blogs and forums, instant messaging, all that kind of stuff. Right? You know, phone lines are lighting up, believe it or not.
No.
Yeah, we've only got one line left, 602-277-5827. Tell you what, here's what we're going to do, because we got to get you in the mood here. I think we're going to shift into some different tracks.
Me? You talking to me?
Yeah, you.
All right.
We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to have all love, all the time. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't either. What do you got? You got some Barry White or
we
something?
I don't know what we got. We're going to come up with something to get you in the mood. It's Love in a Modulator on the Computer Corner right here at News Radio 620 KTAR. Back after this very short break.
Crap.